So, show of hands, how many people here remember what you were doing last Monday around 3 o'clock? Summer. Oh. Anyway, so some didn't raise their hand. So what was happening? Yeah, the solar eclipse right around that time. And now I want to ask this, maybe a few brave souls to mention a feeling you had at that time when you experienced that. Could be one word. Think about it for a moment, and I'll ask a few to speak up. A feeling you have. You're already here. Hope. Okay. Other words. Awe. Other words.
Wonder.
Wonderful. Scientific interest. Oh, we know you're
words.
Two words. We'll take that. Anybody else? Words? Historic.
I felt as though I was given a great gift.
Receiving a great, awesome gift. Thank you. Okay, many different words that describe that, and we remember it. Now, I'm going to ask, this will be a little age test. Okay, how many remember and personally experienced what happened in July of 1969? You remember, you're willing to admit you remember. Okay, what was it? Landing on the moon. Now, this is a confession, okay? How many folks remember personally that experience that happened 55 years ago? Okay, so we know what age group you're in. But isn't it something that we remember that? Another very awesome experience. Here's another one for some of you. How many can remember and deeply awestruck and had deep feelings about the birth of a baby, that you birthed or had? Okay. Don't worry, I'm not going to ask more questions about that. And now, all those amazing experiences. I'm going to name a plus one. Let's see, I think some of you will get this. Yesterday, just about most of the day, I was in Cleveland. What was I doing? Jeffrey's ordination. Yes, they got that down. There were seven of them. Jeffrey won his ordination to the diaconate, and a transition year for him to, in 13 months, hopefully God's willing, will be ordained a priest. That too was awesome. First of all, seeing the cathedral filled, over 1,000 people there with these seven people. Such joy, such spirit, such gratitude. Because in all those awesome experiences we have in life, hopefully they draw from us gratitude. Wow, this is amazing. Thank you. And that was the case yesterday. And you can only imagine Jeffrey, those of you who remember him here, you know, he's kind of a lively guy. You remember that too? You should have seen him yesterday. He was almost, the ceiling's pretty high in the cathedral, but he was almost there. And again, very appreciative of this parish family. And in fact, I mentioned before, he's looking forward to coming back. He'll speak all the masses on the weekend of Mother's Day weekend. And you'll be able to see that spirit once more with him. But again, amazing, awesome experiences. I bring that up because the reality is when we think about that, yeah, it touches us in the heart, which is significant. Not only in the mind that we know, but yeah, down here. And now think about this, relating to this, the gospel we heard today, and this gospel is during the Easter seasons, when Jesus' disciples thought he died and it was over and they were going to go back to whatever they were doing, and they were so hurt and frustrated and lonely. And then, one more example, he shows up alive. He shows up not only alive, but there he says, I forgive you. I know you've got guilt because you let me down. But I loved you even all up through that, and I still love you, and I forgive you. And part of what Peter brings out in that first reading is that he wanted them and us to be converted. Converted to really experience his love for us. And obviously, not just a one-time event 2,000 years ago. But his being risen from the dead is for us here and now, isn't it? Because he's still risen. He's still speaking to our heart to touch us with his mercy and love and to lift us up and see, even with life and all its struggles and hurts and disappointments, is still ultimately blessing. And probably all of us at times, and I get it because I've been there, we hear that during the Easter season. We can kind of take it for granted. Oh, yeah, we heard that. That's that story again. Yeah, we heard it last week, and we watched it another time. But, and kind of miss the depth of feeling that maybe we're called to have in some way with our heart even yet. God, whatever we've done in these other realities, this is the most amazing experience humanity has had, and hopefully us too. And maybe times like being here today remind us of how awesome it is, how awesome God wants us to experience it. And I can tell you one example I will use that helped me and still helps me. And you may be able to think about this with loved ones in your life. So a lot of you know my mom raised me a single parent, single child, and she died in 1997, 82. But I remember through that, because our teaching, we know this, not just the head, the heart, our teaching is we believe in the communion of saints. We believe that death does not end relationships, it changes it, but the love is still there because love is stronger than death. And because Jesus showed us then and now, we are ultimately meant for risen glory and being together forever. Amen. You know? So look at that. And I can remember at times, especially shortly after her death, but many times since, just this experience. You know, realizing we're called to be Jesus for one another through it all. Hearing my mother say to me, she always used the full name, Norman. And if I was in trouble, it was Norman Keith. But anyway, seriously, I pray, Lord, those who've gone before us, I know they speak to our hearts. And I can remember at different times my mother saying, Norman, you know, I always loved you. Through those high school years, there were some difficulties. You were obstinate. But I always loved you then, and I still love you now, you know? And hearing that, and knowing that for all of us, our loved ones, if we can believe about Easter and Jesus, they're to tell us something about each other. And those people who've gone before us, it's not done and over. It's different, and we miss them, but the love continues on. That's what Easter is all about for us. Jesus is risen, and our loved ones, too, are alive. And so in this, I want to ask you in a moment to, I'm going to lead a prayer, but I want you to think about, I know you have many, maybe one person who has died that you miss, understandably, and that your heart goes out to and your heart touched them in their life and even in their passing. Think of that one person, and then I'm going to lead us in kind of a prayer that calls us to realize that person lives because Jesus Christ lives. Take this quiet moment. Lord Jesus, you came back from the dead for many reasons, to show us that you're real, to show us that you love us and always have and always will. And you came back to remind us that all of those who follow you and all of us, even in sometimes mistakes and difficulties, you continue to love and you've loved our loved ones. Right now, Lord, we think of one person among many that we remember that touched us with love and that through you, we believe still touches us with love because you call us to be Christ for one another in this life and beyond. So as we remember this person, Lord, touched, we may feel deeply and appreciate especially that we believe in eternal life and that you showed us that. And help us in that to have a depth of feeling for you, Lord, for what you've done and still do, and for all our loved ones who are no longer here. Help us to believe love is stronger than death. And your love is the connecting link between heaven and earth. And draw peace and strength from that. So thank you, Lord, for Easter as a way of life and as a belief that love is eternal. Bless each of us here in this quiet moment with whatever we need to know and remember and experience goodness and love because of. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Take another just brief quiet moment before we continue on.